What's up, everybody? Aaron here with another Conscious Thought. Happy Thursday. This one's coming out on time. Look at me go. Today, we're going to be talking about something important about this life cycle you're experiencing right now that you may or may not be aware of. That is that there is at least one major polarizing lesson for you in this cycle. At least one. There's a big thing that you set intentions pre-incarnate to come down here to do. Obviously, there's an infinite number of lessons to be learned and knowledge to gain, right? The universe is infinite. It goes on and on forever. But you made the decision coming in this time to learn something specific and to, you know, make it part of your soul. Like, to have this lesson learned so you can continue in the direction that you've chosen. Some are so big for us that they can literally require multiple lifetimes. We're not going to know in the middle of it because of the veil, but that could be. Or you can have a major life event that comes in and you just get that lesson right away and it sticks with you forever. Some would say that's ideal. Some might think different. For me personally, this life has turned into a hurricane of just crazy realizations and changes. And, you know, I'm sure it has to do with the planet, you know, polarizing and graduating into fourth, as I'm sure many people are feeling. And fortunately for me and those really close to me, we've been able to realize what's actually happening and not let it drive us crazy like it is a lot of the population. That's why a lot of the madness is going on right now, is there's all these new energies and this new earth is being formed and people don't know what to do with it. So they go fucking nuts. They're not ready for it. And it's okay if you don't know specifically what yours is this time. That's not really the point. It's all about going through this cycle and living and loving and learning everything you can. You know, making good life decisions and spiritual decisions that fall into the direction of polarization that you're wanting to go. Not everybody here is going to be happy and positive. Some people are going to be happy and negative. That's okay. That's the way it needs to be. And that's where a lot of help comes. Because some people won't know enough to make the decisions to follow the path that they've chosen to at a soul level without the opposite coming to them. Just because of, you know, how intense this section of existence is. Mine has been revealed to me that one of my major lessons this cycle is working on judgment and, more importantly, self-judgment. I've always had a huge issue with it, which kind of makes sense that it's something that I need to work on because it's not positive. And I want to be positive. So the judgment of others is actually easier to deal with and easier to get over than the judgment of myself. And I don't know if maybe it has something to do with having high standards or expecting more out of myself, and whether that came from childhood trauma or, you know, whatever it may have come from. either way, like, that's been revealed to me by positive sources that that's kind of like the big thing that I got to work on. And it's not really about trying to figure out what the big one is. It's really about just continuing working on yourself to progress yourself in the way that you want to, in the way that is spiritually satisfying and fulfilling for you, regardless of others. Because the more you live in your authentic self, the more you're helping societal consciousness have those energies and vibrations to do it themselves. And it's all about loving everybody for the choices they make, because it's all necessary. Now, yes, there's a preference to make a decision to go one way versus the other, because that's when major change happens. But there's so much sitting in the middle now that there's a lot of people that are stuck. That's where a lot of health problems come from. That's where a lot of cancers come from, if not all of it. Besides, you know, generational stuff and whatnot. But make a decision. Go one way or the other. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. If it doesn't work out this time, it'll work out next time. So do what you feel at your core is the best. And that's you living in authenticity. Just don't be stuck in the middle. You're not going to get anywhere. Just remember to continue working on yourself. Don't do nothing. Try not to let yourself get stuck in the vicious cycle of physical experience. Work on improving yourself. Work on that yearning, that manifestation of a better life, and start living in it. And it will come. So with that, if you like this video, please go ahead and hit that like button. If you dislike it, go ahead and hit the dislike button. Subscribe and ring the bell if you want to keep seeing my mug on your phone every day. Maybe I can help somebody out there. And if not, it's cool. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. And I love you.